and the behemoth cottages of Newport, some of them farther afield, a castle in the Rocky Mountains, a patrician beach on the Massachusetts coast, a haunted mansion in the Hudson Valley, a bohemian art colony in New Hampshire, a medieval moated manor house in the English countryside, a forbidding school on the cliffs of the Isle of Wight, an ancient hotel in the Cotswolds. I visited all these places to see where the women lived and where Sargent worked. I clambered up the steep cliffs on the Isle of Wight in search of an old girls' school and explored the island's undercliff. I rummaged through attics. I tracked down local experts who brought me to out-of-the-way places and unlocked doors to show me treasures not open to the public. I encountered a man haunted by living in the house once owned by one of the courageous but tragic figures explored in the book. Each story became its own rabbit hole, with unexpected twists and turns. Things got very curious indeed. All of these women left voluminous collections of papers, some in archives and libraries, others in private hands, which allow me to tell their stories from the inside out. I felt the joy of holding original letters and leather-bound journals and deciphering handwritten pages. Beautiful, crisp stationery and travel journals, illustrated by the diarist herself and datelined from exotic locales. The spa at Baden-Baden, the cities of Paris, London, Vienna, Moscow, tiny villages in Burma, India, and Japan, frontier outposts in the American West. It's a bit like Gilded Age porn to someone like myself. There's a tactile pleasure in opening envelopes with traces of sealing wax, touching the engraved letterheads bearing the address of a grand hotel or a family crest from an ancestral mansion. The ink is sometimes smeared across the page, the handwriting is slanted or florid, or in some cases practically unreadable. The letters and diaries kept by these particular women are an art form, written in longhand with literary and artistic references that make modern correspondence pale. Their letters might go on for 20 pages or more, and they would write every day. It was their means of communication, their entertainment in an era before radio, television, and the nonstop cacophony of modern life. Absorbing all of their writing was not a task for the faint of heart, as it took me nearly 8 years to read all of my subjects' papers and then to try and make sense of it all. Poring over someone's private writings is an extremely intimate act. Page after page of personal detail in the minutiae of daily life ushered me into the core of that person's world. And yet, there was always the sense that I was gazing into an inner theater where people were constructing their own characters, pursuing their own elusiveness. Since any given scrap of paper could prove vital, my job became that of a detective, piecing together tiny bits of information from a variety of sources, not just from letters and diaries, but from memoirs, from personal photographs, and ephemera of all sorts, receipts from dressmakers, invitations to balls, menus from fancy dinners, a family's guest book, and other more bizarre remnants from a life, a photograph of a dead body, a vial of sand, an envelope marked My Curls, and inside it a huge clump of auburn hair. Everything offers evidence, clues, to each woman's character. Stories emerge. Love affairs, some secret, some not, are revealed. Intrigues and jealousies play out. Rigid family dynamics come into view. These women were all very rich, or in one case had been rich, so the drama was performed on an operatic scale, abetted by large fortunes and mansions, which doubled as showplaces and as stage sets for titanic family conflicts and tragedies. Without exception, these women had a tremendous appetite for high culture. The music they experienced was performed live in their private drawing rooms, sometimes in Sargent's art studio. It elevated them to another realm. Wagner was all the rage among their peers, and they made pilgrimages to Bayreuth for performances of the Ring Cycle. They considered theater art...